Okay, let's get into Sefer Nehemiah Perek Vav as we continue here. In the last Perek, we had Nehemiah being involved in helping out those that were poor and being taken advantage of. And now this Perek goes back to the previous topic in Perek Dalet, and that of the enemies of Nehemiah and the Jews trying to stop them from building the Mikdash. The Mefarshim discuss why Dafka it was switched and why there is a what's called Eruv Parshios in the middle. But either way, this Perek is about the personal dangers of Nehemiah. There were those, the Sanballat and Tovia, they all tried to make a meeting with Nehemiah privately, obviously to try to kill him and assassinate him, and he always is on guard and always makes sure that he does not take part in these meetings. They ask him a number of times, then they try and say, well, people are going to think badly of you, and people are going to think that you're trying to rebel, and he says, I'm not listening, you're just trying to scare me. And then they say you have false prophets that you're trying to bring on your side. He then goes to one of the potential prophets that he thought might be a false prophet. He hears what he has to say, and he rejects the suggestion that the prophet gives him, as we will read in the Psukim. He says, no way I'm doing that. And he continues rather the building, and once the building is finished, so then the enemies realize that it was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is no stopping. The parak ends off by saying that there were some amongst the Jews that were friendly with them because they were noble and because they were rich, but ultimately Nehemiah is the one that succeeded and overcame all the challenges. Okay, so let's now read the parak. Sefer Nehemiah. Vahi kasher nishma lasan balat v'tovia ulegeshem ha'arvi. Once it was heard to all of these evil group, uliyeser oiveinu, and to all the other rest of our enemies, kivanizi esachoma. Remember Nehemiah is talking. When it was said that they heard that I have built the wall, and as we see, it took a very short time. Below no sarba parrots, and there was no parrots. What do you mean they heard? They heard what they hear. So the Mishpat Zozov suggests that maybe they heard that they announced that then you could carry in Yerushalayim. Once you have the walls back up, you could carry. So they heard that proclamation. Gam ado esahi udlasos lo amati b'sharim. So I've done everything, and the only thing that was left were the doors. The doors weren't put in. Why is it important to know about the doors? If you look at the Mesudas David here, it's also a Rashi later on in the Perek, that later on the false prophet is going to tell Nehemiah the only safe place you have to go is to into the Heichal and close the door. So why is that the only place? Because the walls of the city weren't completed yet. And you know, from here, the doors were still open, so then we could get through the doors. So the only safe place they had was in the Heichal. Vayishlach Sanballat v'geshem elai lamar. So they sent to me, L'cha v'nava de'yachtov. Right, they try to come in peace. They say, let's get together. Bakfir v'bikat ono. They wanted to pretend to be my friends, but I knew they were choshev li ra'ah. And I sent back to them, malacha gadola aniosa v'lo chalaredes. I sent back to them. He didn't want to call them out on it, call their bluff right away. So he says, I'm very busy. I can't come now. I leave, the whole project's going to fall apart. The whole project's going to start. Sorry, I can't come now. Four times they kept sending to him, let's meet, let's meet, let's meet. And I knew they don't want peace. I knew that they're just in it to put me in danger. So finally, a fifth time, they sent to me, Es na'aro, his message, V'igeres psucha biyado, and an open letter. An open letter, what does that mean? Open, that he doesn't care if people see it. He actually wants people to see what this letter has in it. The Kasevon, what does it say in it? Bagoyim nishma. You should know that people are already talking. Okay, he's trying to intimidate, right? People are already talking about you, Nehemiah. The Gashma Omer and Gashmu, right? Gashmu confirms it. Gashmu, who is the Aravi, right, who's a member of the other nations, he says it's true. Atav haYehudim choshim limrod. Everybody's saying that you have bad intentions. You're going to rebel. That's why you're building the wall. Not because you just want protection for the base of Mikdash. And you want to be the king? People think that you want to be the king. Some of Farshim say, well, according to the day in Chazal, that Zerubbabel is Nehemiah, as we spoke about, even though the Rambam and others do not think that that is true. The Rabbanel do not think that is true. They list them off as two different people. But if that's true, so then it makes sense that Zerubbabel is from Malchus Beis David, and Nehemiah is there too. But either way, this is what they accuse him. You also have prophets. You have Nevi'im. that you called Yerushalayim Lemar Melech Yehuda to proclaim you yourself as a king. The king's going to find out about this. He's going to want to kill you. Come with us. We're on your side. Again, that's Nevi'im. If you look at the word Nevi'im here, usually Nevi'im means prophets, as I just translated it. But if you look at some of the Mefarshim here, in this context, it doesn't mean prophets. So what does it mean? How could you appoint a prophet if Hashem doesn't appoint a prophet? So Rashi and the Mesudas David here say Nevi'im here means Ba'alei Lashon. Just people who have a way with language. Right? The people who have a way with language, you appointed to call out and tell everybody. Kemo borei niv svatayim, as Rashi quotes the pasuk in Yeshayo, where the word Nevi'im comes from. But the word Nevi'im comes from niv svatayim, right? We've quoted in the past the beautiful thought. Rav Shechter quotes this in Be'ikvei Hatzon on page Kuf Lamed Hey, the Gemara Maseches Megillah on Dav Zayin, Kesov Zosi Karan Basefer, which is the source for Tanakh. Zos is a reference to Torah, Zikaron is a reference to Nevi'im, and Sefer is a reference to Ksuvim. Why is Zos Torah? So he quotes that the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Matos, that all the Nevi'im say Komar Hashem, but Moshe also says Zeh Hadavar. Zeh always represents clarity of vision, right? Zeh Ma'aseh Menorah. You're able to point to it. B'neinu Zeh Sorah Moreh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. So whenever you have Zeh, it represents clarity. And that's why Zos is Torah, because that was given over with clarity to Moshe Rabbeinu. Zikaron in Chazal always means Lahazkir. Zachar, to remember, always means Lahazkir. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, is Lahazkir. Zachar is Asher HaSalach HaMalek, is to say Parsha Zachar. Zachar is always Lahazkir, and that's a reference to Nevuah. Because Nevuah was given over to the prophet to say over, Lahazkir, to mention, to tell the people. That's what Nevuah is, from the word Niv Svatayim. That's what Reb Chaim says. He quotes from Reb Chaim. Shehevdel hayichidi shebenayim de sifrei Nevuah nitznu lechatchila amanas lehe'omer la'achirim. Vasher biglal kein nikram heim b'shem Nevi'im, milashen Niv Svatayim. Kolashen tenuvas asadeh, it sprouts forth from the ground. Masha'enkin, ksuvim, it was nitznu Lehe Omer was not Nitnu Le Omer Kla, Loshenu Lehi Kasev, Hashabaglake Nikram Heim Bashem Ksuvim. And that's Basefer. That's the word Basefer, right? The Pasuk that the Gemara Darshins in Megillah Dav Zayin Kavok. So Zos Zikaron Basefer. So therefore, this word Nevi'im might not mean Nevi'im. It just means those who have a power of language, but that's where the word Nevi'im comes from, right? It can mean reference to both ideas. So what happened? So the Sanballat and his henchmen say, come with us and we'll save you. The Eshtachoy, lovely Mar, and Nehemiah says, I called their bluff and again sent to them. Lo nie kadram eila, you're wrong. Asher ato omer. Ki milibcha ato bodam, you're making up this whole story. Ki kulam miyarim osanu. Instill fear into us. Leimar, Yirpu Yedeya Min HaMalacha. You want us to stop building and then you'll be able to stop the Beis HaMikdash. You want us to be weak. V'lo Se'aseh, it's not going to work. V'yata Chazek Et Yadai. So what exactly does that mean? Those last four words are difficult to put in. Now, is he asking him to be Mechazek? Give me strength. He's his enemy. What do you mean Chazek Et Yadai? So different Pshatim given. Some say the Malbim says that this is Balashin Bitmia. It's a Balashin Bitmia that the Nehemiah is saying that you've been against me all this time, and now you want to help me? Why would that make any sense? Veichata pitom nefeches me'oyev la'ohev lechazek et yadi. So you read it as a question, as ata chazek et yadai. Now you're coming to strengthen me, but others say the Mishnah Zav quotes from Rav other Mefarshim. Here on page Reishayin Ches, he quotes from the Ramat Vali that he's saying that you're having the opposite effect, right? You're having the opposite effect. You think that you're causing me to stop, but by your being against me, it's just being mechazik me even more, and it's making me it's making me emboldened and stronger. Ba'ot shehu choshev b'dvarav liyaro v'ligrom lo rifayon b'malachto. Ena davar kein. The other Abba Gorim lo chizik Yosef Yosers. Give me more chizik. Kamoshim mitchazek umitchaseim habarzel. Kishnosim osobeish. Like when you put metal into fire, it causes it to melt, but then it gets harder. The acharkach machabaros of a mayim. And imsa she'inyan omro v'ata chazek edadi. Eno lashin she'ilo bakasha. El lashin hoda'a. He's letting him know. Sha'at tzadik azeh modia el harasha hamiyaro umafchido. This tzadik, Nechemi, is letting this Russia know. Shu eno choshish klum ledvarav. The other Abba who lo made me tocham le chazek yoter bimalachto, ki b'makom sheish girui hachitzonim, sham tzarech yoser chizuk. with his external challenges, you need more chizik from within. Kizeo simin barush adavar hahu tikun shel kedusha. If things are hard, that's what, again, a Kabbalistic idea, a number of Mefarshim point out, if things are hard, that you know you're doing something good. Me'achar sheish lo mechavas hachitzonim ha'mishtadlim le'vatlo. Okay, and Zay quotes the Ralbag, also has a similar idea. Okay, so he said, that's vatach chazekat yati. V'yani basi, so what happens then? Some say that he heard that they think they're accusing him of hiring false prophets. Now he goes to somebody who had the shame of being a prophet. Vani basi be Shmaya ben Delaya ben Mehetav El. V'hu atzur, he goes to this house of this potential prophet, and he is atzur. What does atzur mean? Rashi shemitzao bebeso. He's in his house, but what does that mean? There's one other person that was atzur. Doe ko'adomi, in the Perek, where he caused the massacre of Novi Rakoanim. If you remember, he's known as the Baal Lashon Hara in Shmuel Aleph, Perachaf Aleph. So that's where the Navi tells us that David goes and hides in Novi Rakoanim. Vayavo, hiding from Shaul, obviously. Vayavo David Nove El Achimelech HaKohen. Vayacharad Achimelech HaRaz David. He's scared. Vayomer lo, Madu Ata Levadecha Vein Ish Eni Tach. Why are you running? Vayomer David El Achimelech HaKohen. HaMelech Tzivani Davar. Vayomer Elai Ish Al Yeda Meumes HaDavar Shanochi Sholechacha. Vasher Tivisicha. Don't tell anybody. Vata Mayish Tachas Yodcha, Chamisha Lechem, Tzrabi Yodi, if any food, he was starving. Vayan Kohen El David, Vayomer, Ein Lechem Cholo Tachas Yodi, Kiim Lechem Kodesh, there's only Lechem Kodesh, is David allowed to eat there? Vayan David as a Kohen, Vayomer, Lokim Isha, Atsura Lono, Mitvos, Shoshom, Petesi, Klei Na'arim, Vechulu. And what happens? Two psukim later. Visham ish me avde shol bayomahu. There was somebody who was an Evet Shol who was there, and he was the one that told on them. Ne'etzar lifnei Hashem. Ushmo Doeg Ha'adomi, Abir Haroim Asher L'Shaul. Right, he was a gray man, right? He was a gray man, but he knew, and that's what this leaves open, you know, what Doeg was going to do. But what does it mean, Ne'etzar Anatsur? Eben Ezra. Lefnei Haborei La'avdo, Ka'otzer Atzmo Mehana'a. He closed himself off, he was in the house, it was as if he was keeping away from Olam Hazeh to try to get Nevuah. The Atzur Betainis, Kedoeg Adomi Shahaya Ne'etzar. Right, the Rambam tells us, if you remember, in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, if somebody wants to be a Navi, what does he have to do? And he writes there, he has to go and separate himself from the world. Right? When somebody has all the perfection in Midos, says the Rambam, Kishikanis Lapardis Vimashech Me Osan Ha'inyanos Hagdolam Arachokim, Vetielo Das Nechon, Lahavin Lahasik, Vumiskadesh Vaholech Uporish Vidarke Klal Ha'am. You separate Haholchim Bachshake Azvan, Vaholechum Zariz Atzmo, Umalami Nafsho, Shlotielo Bachshava Klal, Vechanim Zvaram Betalem. Your mind shouldn't be on any Dover Batel, Volome Heavily Azman. Eladaito tamid pnuya lamala kshura tachas akisei lahavin ba'osan hatsuros hakadoshes vatahoros. Unbelievable lashon. Miyad, if somebody connects, it's like you plug yourself into God. Miyad ruach hakodesh shora alav. Immediately ruach hakodesh will be shora. Ubeisha tuah noach alav aruach tisarim nafsho b'maylas hamalachim hanikram ishim v'yafech leishacher v'yavin bedaito, and you'll understand she'eno kamos shahaya elashinis ala amaylo sharbani adam. And you'll have self-recognition that you are a Navi. So that's what he was trying to do, maybe he just wanted everybody else to think that that's what he was doing. So he came into the house of Shmaya, who was Atzur. Vayomer, and Shmaya says to him, Niva Edo Beiselokim El Toch HaHechal, come with me, let's go into the Hechal. V'niskara Dalsos HaHechal, we'll close the doors. Remember, because there are no doors on the city, so people could come in and attack you in the city. Let's go in, that's the only place. Kibom Largecha. He said, they're coming to kill you. The Laila Boim Largecha. They're coming tonight. They're coming tonight to kill you. The Omra Ha'ish Kamoni Yivrach. So Nehemiah says 2 points. Number one, somebody like me is going to run away. I'm the leader. I'm going to show cowardice, right? Somebody like me, right? That's not happening. And number two, and who could like me could go into the Hechal? Meaning, it's us, sir. I'm not a Kohen. I'm allowed to go in. Even if I am a Kohen, maybe I'm not allowed to go in. V'choy, lo avo, I'm not going. So how do you read this pasuk? How could somebody like me go in? And can I go in v'choy? So the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, on that Pei Aleph, talks about a Kohen going into the Hechal for no reason. Going to the Hechal for no reason. So the Mishnah says, or a zar even. Zar shishim shemikdash. Let's start with that. A zar that does avod in the base of mikdash, machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, chenek, chachamim, misa, bidei, shamayim. Related to that is the Gemara talks about on the next daf, on pei beis and pei gimel, what about somebody just going in? Somebody going into the base of mikdash, into the heichal. What is that that iser? So that is discussed here by the by the mafarshim. The Rambam says in Hilchos Bias Mikdash Perak Beis Halacha Beis Vehuzru Kol Hakohanim Shelo Yikansu LaKodesh or LaKodesh Kadoshim Shelo B'Shas Avoda. A Kohen cannot go in Shelo B'Shas Avoda. Mashma that a zar is better. Right, you might say a zar is more mufka, but no, maybe only a kohen who potentially could do the avoda, but a zar is not. So can a zar go in? Is he chayiv only if he does the avoda, or even if he just walks in? So it sounds like from this pasuk, it sounds like just walking in. Can I kimi kamoni sheyavo lahecha v'chay? Is that possible? So that's what bothers the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bamidbar, the Meshech Chachma in Perakim Alachayud v'hazara karev yumas. He quotes this pasuk, our pasuk in Nehemiah. He says, "Hine im nefarish zara nechas ala hechal hu b'misa." If you say that just walking in is b'misa, which is how the Mitzudas David understands the Pshuto Shemikra here, mi kamoni, mi hu azar kamoni, asher yavo ala hechal v'yishar chai ki elo mos yumas. Right, so the Mitzudas David seems to say we're just walking in. Hu b'misa, so that fits into the pesukim, but v'zeh lo shamanu, says the Meshech Chachma, we never heard of that. Who says that? Look at the Mishnah Malchana and the B.S. Mikdash. V'tzorach lafarei, she must be, this word v'chai has to be understood differently. Who could walk in v'chai in order to live? Not, will he live? Mi kamoni asher yavo alayichal kidei sheyichye, says the Meshech Chachma. She yo'atzu oto sheyisaser shem b'nei ahargim, because they told him, right, this Navi Sheker told him to go in there and protect yourself from the Hargim, for the people who want to kill you. But he said, no, it can't be. I'm not going in there. Meaning, even if it's not Chayiv Misa, it's not appropriate to go save yourself in the Heichal. So, Va'akira, says Achemia, I recognize right away when he told me this plan. Let's go into the Heichal because they're going to try to kill you tonight. V'hinei lo alakim shlacho. I realize that Hashem didn't send him. Why not? The Mitzudas David says, Hashem wouldn't say, you know what, it's pikuach nefesh, you ought to violate Isurim. Hashem would have come up with a different idea in order to save me. So, obviously, and if you would have told me yourself that, you know what, I they're going to try to kill you, just run in there, because it's pikuach nefesh. That's how I also would have believed you, maybe. But if you say that Hashem told me that it's pikuach nefesh, you ought to go in, it says that's not true. Mitzudas David. Harbe revach v'atzala lefanav. There are many ways that Hashem can save me. Maduim ken yisav alavar mitzvaso. Why would he tell me to do that aveira? Ki amru b'daito. If he would have told me himself, hayamakom lomar b'bnei pikuach nefesh u'dor adavar. Aval Hashem lo yitzav kazos u'bazei karti she'en eitzaso emuna. Raktuv yosan balat. He must have been hired by one of the other people. So va'akira that Hashem did not send him. Ki anavua diber alai. The tovia v'san balat scharo, and they must have been hired. Laman sachoru. Laman ira, in order to make me fear, vo'esa kein v'chatasi, I would have gone in, I would have sinned, v'hayalem l'shem ra, laman yachafuni, they could have used it to shame me, look at this coward, look what he did, look where he was hiding. So, Nehemiah ends off and says to Hashem, Zachra elokai l'tovia l'san balat, remember these rishayim, kamas of Ela, what they do, pay him back, v'gam l'no adya, Hanaviyah, some say that's Shemaiah. Uli Yeser Hanaviyim, and all the Naviyim, Asharimi Yaramosi, all of them, please remember, right, they're violating the Isidaraisa. Besides the fact that they're not true, right, there's an Isidaraisa of Naviyeh Sheker. The Chinuch says in Tuf Kuf Yud Zayin, around surrounded by a number of mitzvot that have to do with Nevuah, Shalol is Nabos Pasheker. Shinim now shalom asabos b'sheker klomar shlo yomar shum adam shenem rulo dvarim b'nevuah me'Hashem ve'Hashem lo amram. You know what I say? Hashem told me this when he didn't. V'chein bechal alav afilum yomar dvarim shenem rulo b'nevuah lezulah. So even if you hear your neighbor get nevuah, you can't say that. V'yomar b'sheker shun itstave lo amram. You can't say that, right? If you didn't hear it, and if that happens, obviously then there is a chiyuv. Chiyav Misa. Misharshia Mitzvah, the Chinuch just has, what's the Sharsh of the Mitzvah of Nevuah B'Sheker? Lefisha Ebezeh Churban Gadol, V'ra'a Rabba, B'daitenu HaMekudeshes V'Ashlema. It is an undermining and a destruction of our religion. Ki Ha'ikara Emes Mibli Siyaga Magil B'nei Adam, Ho'ayde Nevi'im, because one of the tenets of our faith is that there's communication between man and God. Soloveitchik writes beautifully, we mention this often, that Nevuah and Tefillah are two sides of the same coin. Nevuah, Hashem is talking to man, tefillah, man's talking to God, but it's one conversation. So if somebody is a Navi Sheker and he undermines this tenet, so then Yotziu Laz ben Nevuah Sheikar Gadol, people are just going to not believe in real Nevuah. V'yafakpek besibasam leiv kalam avneviyeh emes. And therefore it's terrible, and there is a chiyuv, and there is a chiyuv misa in this regard. Good. There's a lot more related to that, but that's the Isser in Tavkuf Yud Zayin. Vayikash Hashamu Kolay Veinu, and finally we skipped a pasuk. Vatishlam Achoma Be'asim Mechamish LeElul. The Choma was finished on the 25th day of Elul. LeChamishim Mishnayim Yom Pashas. It took 52 days, a speedy job to build the entire wall. And also, 25th day of Elul is an auspicious day, right? It's the day of Brias HaOlam. Vayikash Hashamu Kolay Veinu Vayiru Kolay Gamish Esbi Vaseinu. Once the wall was finished, Vayiplu Mo'or Beinehem. Then our enemies, first they tried to fight us, then they tried to kill me, and now they just gave up. Because they realized, Vayedu Kimeis Elokeinu Nesta Malach HaZos, they realize it's from Hashem. Gam Bayam Mahem, the parak just ends off by saying, these enemies had friends. Chore Yehudei Grosem Holchos Al Tuvia. Tuvia still had friends. They kept telling me good things about Tuvia, and I kept telling them what Tuvia really wanted to do. So everybody should recognize who and what his real personality is. Gam Tovosav Hayomrim Lefanai. They always try to tell me good things about him. Udvarai Hayomotziim Li Igros Shalach Tuvia Liareni. They send me to instill fear in me, but that's not what I accept. Rav Shuav ends this parak by wondering, where was Ezra during this whole time? What happened to Ezra? Right, we haven't heard of Ezra since the end of Sefer Ezra, which is the first half of the Sefer. But where's Ezra? Where was Ezra when all this was going on? And he was the Pachas Yehudai, right? He was the governor from the king. We've heard nothing about him. And he's going to come back in Perek Yud Beis, so you know he was still alive. So suggests Rabbi Schwab, we suggest that Ezra must have ceded his leadership role to Nehemiah, and then he withdrew into seclusion. Right, the Chachamim say that Ezra was Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im. So maybe after leading his group of exiles back and getting rid of all the mixed marriages, he gradually receded into the background. Tradition tells us he lived a very long life, maybe 120 years, but he became like a Malach. Ezra Malachi was a unique human being, a remnant of the past who became totally withdrawn from society, and he was out of the limelight for almost all of Sefer Nehemiah. Okay, we will stop here.